Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I.
That's a fun way to start the show with somebody singing how much they want to help, help, help. So that's wonderful. So that's what we're all about, really, is just fun to help, help, help each other. For some reason, I'm getting a lot of feedback on my phone when I talk. So so I don't want to do all the talking. So there. So, but I welcome you. Oh, here comes.
Morning.
Good morning.
Is that the Mighty Oak? You got it, man. You got it. Hey, Bob. Happy morning to you, Robert.
Good morning, Ronnie. Hey, Bob.
Derek and I finally got his email all straightened out so I can send him messages now and videos and things like that, and he receives them. So that's a new step.
Great. You're going to send it, you said?
I already did. He got it. He just let me know.
Great. He
confirmed it, so he will.
How did you send it?
Just an email. I have to use emails because in an emergency to connect, I'll do a text. But I can't use text messaging because, first of all, I got 5 different platforms of texts come in to me, and I can never make them, switch them to and change them or share. I have all those kinds of problems, and so I either miss messages or I can't send them or I can't share them. So because of that, I just go tell everybody, you want to communicate with Ron, you're going to call Ron, you're going to email ronclayton52@gmail.com, and you'll always get me because I do review that multiple times an hour.
Okay.
I'll see if I got it.
I'm still having problems with my email.
Okay.
I'm getting a whole new system. Heather's coming over tomorrow. We're going to try to find a new system for me.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Well, when you get it all locked up, then what we can do is you, Derek, and I can get together to kind of walk through a plan that will work for him and work for you and work to be able to take advantage of the things that we've discussed, okay?
That sounds great.
Super. I would like, I'm not sure, when does Mary come on the phone yet?
No, it's just the 4 of us right now.
All right. Well, waiting. Well, I'll start anyways. This week, Mary is lined up for us to be talking with some people that are part of her networking team. And they have a group of professional business people that have several services, one of which will allow us to completely adapt our website to the non-coding systems so we can be on what's called the modern-day operation, and will allow us to make changes to the website, which will allow us to add people and commercials and different articles and all kinds of things that we can't do right now. And so we hope to have that in place during this week. And that's a monumentous situation. To do that, what they ask for is to be able to advertise on our site. And it's a legitimate organization. They're actually out of Australia. So, Mary's working that, putting that together. So we will be really in the 21st century with our website.
Great.
Sometime through this week. So we've been working on that. The Kindness Club for Kids has been launched, and anybody who would like to get a Kindness Club kit for a to take to a Sunday school or a church school or a school, we just have to contact Mary, and she can send out the kit. Part of that kit includes a link to go online and download a coloring book, a story. Every week there'll be a different topic, or when it comes out, as often as they come out. And so locally, when the kids, the teacher or the school teacher, the Sunday school teacher, can give each of the kids that join to take home, and they can download the first one they can download for free. If they'd like a hard copy made of it, of theirs, and personalized, it'll cost them $5. But they can do that for anybody. And so this is really, really dynamic. So those are just a couple things that I know of that we're working forward. I know that Gary Helfenstein is expanding some programs with the Ski With Me program across the state and Salvation Army. And that includes providing services to underprivileged children in the school systems around Western New York, and particularly Buffalo right now, so in a couple of the school systems.
It's amazing. Thank you.
Monday night, there is a board meeting at 7 o'clock. And, Bob, maybe you can just call in if your Zoom is not working. If your computer's not working, you can call me. Please, I hope that you can. We're going to actually, through Zoom, Barb Riley has put together a flow sheet of the structure of the different categories that Hope Collection operates in and does. And we're just going to take a look at them and maybe make some recommendations. And out of that, we'll develop our blank game plan for this year. Most people have already done that. We're just a little bit behind. But we're going to do it. So that's the other thing that's going on.
Excellent. Hi, Mary. Mary just joined us, I believe. Hello.
Hi. I didn't oversleep this time.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I had overslept.
I'm on the phone and I'm oversleep. Mary, I just announced before you got on how you have are arranging to host me with a group of people. I think it's part of your market networking team from Australia. They have a program, some people that were willing to work on a trade basis for them to convert our coding website system to the new system. It's basically I'll call it a Word document program, so we can change instantly messages and add and without time and energy and lots of costs. And what we need for that is they will be able to advertise on our website to promote their businesses. So I've approved for that. I'm going to bring it to the board tomorrow night and on Monday night. So I'll just let you know we're working on that this week. Am I correct?
Yep. Yep. And then I'll send you an email about the other ideas. I just got behind with. I forgot I had continuing ed all night, all evening this week.
Oh.
Certifications that I have to go back to school and take. I have to have so many hours of education in.
Yeah,
to renew it.
I'm familiar.
Can you join us still at 7 o'clock on Monday?
Oh, yeah, I'm done. Sunday is my last night.
Oh, okay. Congratulations.
I wish I could do you wrong.
I'm sorry, Ron.
I wish I could join you for the board meeting.
You have to be a board member, Derek.
Yeah, Derek, even Even I'm not on that because I'm not on the board, so I don't go on that either.
You don't?
It's just for
Jerry
board members.
Jerry Helfenstein, Mary Stanley, Robert Oakley, Ron Clayton, Dale Sajak, Barb Riley, and that's the board right
Country
now.
Boy.
Oh,
and
Country
Rick.
Boy, yeah. And our treasurer is Rick Reese, yeah. He's our pastor, chaplain for the board, and he's also is the treasurer. So that's the board members that meet once a month to direct what we're doing to develop the program. It's not really like this call where we offer projects and hope and connections. And so,
it's basically, Derek, we're just checking in. We're checking in to Ron, the dad.
Gosh, yeah. Make me feel young.
Yeah. It's, see, even I don't go on that because I'm not a member of the board. So, which is fine. We're not being left out. We don't have to take part, but we just get the benefit of all the projects that do come up and that they talk about on the board meeting. So that's really cool. So
that board has to approve projects that we do.
It's all the behind the scenes stuff, Derek, like what I work on.
Yep.
Bob?
Yeah.
Can I call you after the show?
Yeah, call me after the show.
Okay.
We received the newest Book of the Month Club book today, or the other day. The newest one is John Maxwell's new book. And it's all about helping you identify things that you can be and become to help other people, to help be a leader. And as always, yeah, this is a small book. It's about 4 inches wide, 6 inches tall. And it's what's inside of it that's so good. So I'd like to encourage people to still consider, if you're not on standing order, to get a hold of Ernest and join up. The cost for it is just the cost of the book. And if you join, she takes your credit card, and then once a month she sends you a book. And it isn't always once a month. Some months we may go, that may stretch from time to time. So it's about a month a month. So, but there's always good ones to help us just become better. So I thought I'd share that.
This one is called The Self-Aware Leader by John Maxwell. Play to your strengths and unleash your team. And it's really, it's a hardcover book, actually, but it's a smaller book size-wise. But, boy, there's a lot of great information. Finding your own strengths. Ask, what am I doing well? Get specific about your strength. Listen for what others praise. Check out the competition. Is someone else doing what I'm doing? Are they doing it well? Are they doing it better than I am? Can I become better than they are? If I do become better, what will be the result? If I don't become better, what will be the result? You know, it's really an awareness of you personally, you know, me personally. So it's really nice. And there's also places to, make notes right in the book. They always, every month, that's why I love being on these this book list, because some books hit me, more than others, but they're all very worthwhile. So, anyways, that's our advertisement for the Book of the Month. Oh, let's. Good.
I base a lot of my shows on that book.
Ah, yes. Listen more than talk. That's one I have to learn.
Well, that, and I talk a lot about your self-awareness and your emotional feelings, and to say what happens, what caused this. You use the what question is so crucial to understanding what you're feeling, when you're feeling it, to find out why. Because most people, you know, you ask the why question, why did this happen? Well, that's an emotional question. When you ask the what question, it's the logical question to give you the next steps to go forward.
Oh, that's true. Yes. Good point. Yeah, I'm...
It's in the book.
Yeah, yes. Well, John Maxwell, his writing is just very clear, and he's a storyteller, and so he'll have examples of things and personal little, you know, episodes that, you know, that he has, life lessons. And we've met John Maxwell. He was a good friend of a pastor of the church that we had gone to at one time a number of years ago. And so we have met him. Very, very nice gentleman. Very nice. So that's cool.
I got into his books when I started learning psychology. He's been a mentor of mine.
Yes. Great. Yeah, he's a successful writer and pastor and just on so many different levels. But he's also very relatable. So that's really cool. Because when you think of building a team, you think, oh, I don't have a big baseball team or a football team. No, but your sphere of influence actually, can be your team more or less.
Circle of friends.
Yes, exactly. So.
He works with Tony Robbins.
Yes, I've read some of his books too, which, you know, I have not gone to any. I know he, Tony Robbins, in the past, I don't know if still, but he was very well known for having, programs, seminars. Seminars. And so that's, you know, and somebody will say, whoa, it's just, you know, rah, rah, rah. Well, it's funny, at work, I was saying, you know, hello to somebody and, you know, being upbeat. This one woman came in and she said, why are you so happy? I said, it's a choice. I choose to be happy and pleasant. You know, it doesn't mean everything's always rosy and, you know, the bluebird of happiness is always flying over, but it's a choice of how you react and what you say. You know, me being grumpy doesn't help me and doesn't help anybody else. And, you know, believe me, I've been grumpy at times, but it's a choice of how you, what you want to say and how you want to present, you know. So it's, you know, it's and that again is being self-aware. You know, how what you say and how you act can make difference with somebody else and how they can react. You know, me being woe is me doesn't help me, and it doesn't help anybody that I'm talking to. Oh, 5:07. And you're back on. So we keep having some calls drop off and come back on. So
no, I got my start with Tony Robbins
Foundation.
Perfect.
And
I speak
at some of their events. The coolest thing with him, and he's a phenomenal role model, is he started out as a janitor.
Really? Great.
And he wanted to make a change, and he made a change and made who he is.
And just think of how many people he has helped, you know, just rearranging not really rearranging your attitude, but just by focusing on what you can do instead of what you can't do. You know, it's excellent. And then just from what you have learned, look how many people you have helped just because you stepped out and took his classes and took his advice.
Well, we had a good meeting last night with Gavin.
Wonderful, wonderful.
We're going to make some changes, and he's doing good. He's a little time crunch now because in about a month he starts baseball again.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to help him build his online presence, and from there we can build everything else. It's just he's kind of like the radio show was. It didn't exist online. No one knew, you know, it wasn't out there.
Right. Yeah, you can have a good message, but if nobody hears it, you know. Like Tony Robbins. So, if he had all these ideas, but if he just stayed a janitor, his sphere of influence would have been one building, and now he can influence the world. You sound like you have the cold that Ron's been fighting.
I've been joking with Ron about it. I go, one of us got the other one sick over the phone.
Well, is this communication? It's so close.
Hey, Mary.
Hi, Derek.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How about you?
Good. Did you talk to Gavin last night?
I did. I got a little bit of work to do with him to get him going, but me and Country Boy are on it.
You're helping me with Gavin?
Huh?
You helping me with Gavin?
Right now I am helping Gavin behind the scenes, getting his website up and looking better and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then Country Boy is going to do some promo stuff with him to get him introduced to some people. It's a lot of behind-the-scenes work to get him reestablished. Then we'll work with Gavin on the other stuff.
Yeah.
He's just running out of time because baseball starts soon.
The reason
Derek is asking that, Mary, is Derek came... Gavin came to the Hope Collection through Derek. Derek discovered and found Gavin, and they started talking and communications, and then he introduced us to introduced him to Bob, and then they introduced us to me, and then we've had conversations and been working for through last year, and now we're to the point where we're going to launch as you're doing it, and I say we because we're part of the team that's helping him. And Derek is always... And in his past, he's maybe done things to help people and was never recognized or appreciated for that. And we don't do that here. We always respect and understand that, Derek, we are grateful because you did the effort. You put out your hand, Derek. You put out your heart. And now you've helped Derek launch a whole business.
You know, Ron, what a lot of people don't know is that Derek helps me behind the scenes on the Facebook stuff.
Ah, good.
He does a lot of the group chats for me. and keep the communication going, which when I get Gavin established and get his Facebook stuff running better, I'm going to need your help with that again, Derek.
Yep.
Super, super.
There's so much
going on behind the scenes, which is so exciting.
Hey, Bob, I want to help people, Bob.
I know you are, Derek. And you are helping people. Every day you're helping people.
You think people are going to be calling me when they're ready?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
We just got to keep working. We got to keep doing what you're doing, handing out those hope cards, talking to people, inviting them to meetings. Bring them to either me or Ron or somebody, you know.
Yeah, keep handing them out.
Right.
The college student outside walking past a college student. I think I'm on my way out to my car, then I'm going to give him a hope card.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
And what's the question you ask them when you hand them the hope card?
When do you think you'll call me?
Right.
When do you think you
check
are calling
me? Check it out and call me, right, Derek?
Check it out and call me, yeah.
Right. Okay,
that's
my friend.
Yep.
I'm gonna text you the videos that Bob said, that Ron said, and me. I'm gonna send you them in the text, Bob.
Okay. Thank you, Derek. Thank you.
Can you?
Does that help?
Does that help you?
Yes, it does. Thank you. I appreciate
that.
See, we're all working together as a team to help each other and to help other people.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Just let me know if you got the text message from me, Bob.
Yep. You say something,
Mary? We now have the phone system set up so people can call after hours for the radio show and sign up for alerts. We can now send out text messages about what shows are going to be on and when. It's all officially launched now.
Excellent. Thank you. Your hard work.
Cool.
Wow. Thank you.
And the cool part is we tried it out last night with Gavin and Country Boy, we can actually not have to use Zoom. We can do video conferencing on the program, too.
Wow. Wow.
That's great.
Excellent.
And it was easy enough for Country Boy to use it. You just click on this link and it calls the number. You can talk.
It's great to see how the whole team is working together and helping each other. And
we have 90 seconds. This is our final minute. But, wow, guys, you know, there's so much going on, and it's so exciting. You know, and just opening up new horizons everywhere. And so
absolutely.
I have to get on and take advantage of the different things that I'm not real familiar with. You know, that's why we're so thankful for Mary, because she has the knowledge, and all we don't have to reinvent something. Mary knows exactly what to do. We just have to take advantage and use it. And share it with others and pass on the information so other people, you know, can take advantage and learn things and be part of the team, too. So I appreciate you. Thank you.
Linda, could you send me the a text with the telephone number for the board meeting tonight?
I will do that.
If there's a password, whatever the password is.
Okay, yeah, I'll get that from Ryan, because, you know,
obviously, but it's on Ron's computer, so I will text that to you, definitely.
I appreciate it, because my email is still not working yet, so.
Okay.
Probably until I get my new system set up.
Right, and that would be great that you will have that tomorrow. But in the meantime, I will definitely text it to you.
Okay, thank you, Linda.
Hey, Bob, I'm going to text you the video that that Ron sent me.
Thank you, Derek.
Okay.
Let me know if you got it.
I'm going to say have a wonderful Saturday. Have a wonderful weekend. And, looking forward to just taking advantage of all the different avenues that we have to share. So with that, I know we're out of time for today. So everyone have a great time, a great weekend, and we will talk to you definitely during the week.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Derek. God bless you all. I love you.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.